Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifted. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's get real for a minute, life can be tough. Sometimes it feels like we're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope, you know? Ever felt that way? But here's the thing, feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or just plain drained doesn't have to define you. Today, I want to talk about something super personal, my own journey with anxiety and depression. I know, it sounds heavy, right? But trust me, this isn't about dwelling in the darkness. It's about shining a light on these experiences, sharing what helped me through, and hopefully empowering you to find your own path towards feeling better. So here are 5 key takeaways that have been game changers for me. First up, acceptance. It took me way too long to realize that my feelings were valid. Feeling anxious or down doesn't mean I'm weak or broken. It means I'm human. We all go through ups and downs, right? Accepting where I was at, even if it wasn't the most pleasant place, was a huge step forward. It was like acknowledging a difficult guest in my house, not making a fuss about it, just inviting them in for tea and figuring out how to make things comfortable. Next, self-compassion. You know that inner voice that's always judging you? Yeah, mine used to be a real jerk. But I learned to talk to myself with kindness and understanding. Just like we wouldn't harshly criticize a good friend going through a tough time, why would we do it to ourselves? Remember, you're doing your best, and that's enough. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Ever felt like you were stretched thinner than a piece of string? I know the feeling. Learning to say no to things that drained my energy was crucial. Protecting my time and mental space became a priority, not a luxury. It's like choosing which plants you want to water in your garden. You can't give everything equal attention all the time. Next up is movement. This doesn't have to mean hitting the gym every day, though that's awesome if it works for you. Even just going for a walk, dancing around your living room, or doing some gentle stretching can make a world of difference. Exercise releases those feel-good endorphins and helps clear your head. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your mental state. Finally, connection. We're social creatures, and even when we feel isolated, reaching out to loved ones can be incredibly powerful. Whether it's grabbing coffee with a friend, calling your mom, or joining an online community, knowing you're not alone in this journey is essential. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Let me tell you about a time when these tips really came into play for me. Last year, I had a major deadline looming at work, and I was feeling the pressure, big time. The anxiety was creeping in, my energy was plummeting, and I felt like I was on the verge of burnout. But instead of letting myself get swept away by those feelings, I took some deep breaths and remembered what I'd learned. First, I acknowledged that I was feeling overwhelmed. Then, I practiced self-compassion, reminding myself that it was okay to feel stressed. Everyone goes through tough times. I set boundaries by saying no to extra commitments and carving out time for movement and relaxation. I took a walk in the park, did some yoga, and spent time with my loved ones. It wasn't easy, but those small acts of self-care made a huge difference. By prioritizing my well-being, I was able to manage the stress, meet my deadline, and come out feeling stronger on the other side. So remember, you are not alone in this journey. Anxiety and depression are real challenges, but they don't have to define you. By embracing these key takeaways, acceptance, self-compassion, boundaries, movement, and connection, you can start to lift yourself up, one step at a time. Take action today. What's one small thing you can do this week to prioritize your mental well-being? Share it with me on social media using #LiftedPodcast. Remember, every step counts. Until next time, stay lifted.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.